proving that just about anybody can talk about trucks. Live from Tampa, Florida, Minot, North Dakota, and Nashville, Tennessee, it's Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, with Troy, Tyler, and Dave. Now, let's talk CDL.
Well, all right. Welcome to Talk CDL, The Trucker Show. I know Tyler was going to join in. There he is now. Tyler, you made it, huh?
Yeah, we made it. I'm on my way back still, though, so you'll probably hear that I'm in my vehicle still. It's getting ready to storm here, so we'll see what happens.
That's all right, Tyler. You know, interesting article they have for us to talk about today. Truckers being trying to get through all these protests going on in the country with Black Lives Matter and with law enforcement. People are just up in arms and. And, you know, I'm not here to get political or anything like that. We're here to talk about the trucking part of it. I don't know if you noticed on the web, on Talk CDL Facebook page, they just put up the Reginald Denny beating. If anybody, and we'll go into who Reginald Denny was because they're talking about it anyways, what's going on here in the trucking world. But Kelly has also joined us, and she's out on the road right now. And we'll be getting some input from her. I don't know if she's seen any protests, but we'll get to talking to her. Kelly, just saying hi to you before I take a quick commercial break, and we're just going to get right into our article. How are you doing today, Kelly?
So far, so good.
All right. We're glad to hear that. We got to make sure our Kelly is safe. Kelly, where are you at today?
I'm running through New Mexico right now. I came out of El Paso going out to Wisconsin.
Kelly, you know what? I follow you as much as I can. I blink my eye. You're in Washington. My eye blinks again. You're taking a load to North Dakota. Next thing you know, you're in New Mexico. Like, you are, like, everywhere. I'm telling you.
I travel, that's for sure.
You know what, Kelly? Let me tell you a little secret. I've been in trucking my whole life, okay? And I don't know how old you are. I don't think I know how old you are. But I just turned 51. And let me tell you this, seriously. I know trucking companies, and 90% of them, all they run is from, you know, the I-35 to the East Coast, you know. So you got one of those carriers where you are truly running it all, except, you know, I don't know if you do the Northeast also, but you at least get to see the rest of the country. Praise God. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, we go the Northeast, too. We go everywhere except California, and I am about the same age as you are.
You are about to what?
I'm 50. I'm
not
the same as you.
Oh, okay. Well, you're in good shape, Kelly, so you keep it up, girl. Kelly Tyler's with us today. He was having a little technical difficulty, having problems getting in and back and everything. I don't know if he's going to make it back to his mic or not, but it's the three of us today. Richie Rich is doing the Dragon's Tail, which isn't far from your house. That's where he's at this week. He's running the Dragon's Tail. Him and his brother met up with a couple Harleys. He towed his bike down there. I think he towed some other bikes, and they do that like every year. So Rich will be, Lord willing, back next week with us. Diesel is still recouping, and I'm hoping that – I know Diesel said he was going to be on within 30 days, and we'll see because it's coming up on 30 days. But having your chest cracked open down the middle to have your heart, you know, done a triple bypass, it isn't the most quick recovery. In fact, they say it's one of those operations that most people would never want to go through a second time. So, you know, prayers out to Diesel and his loved ones. And, you know, Ron, I haven't heard from Ron in quite a while, but, you know, Ron's a super trucker. He's out there 6 to 8 weeks just going and going and going. Ron, in fact, one of the guys in our church yesterday, today's Monday. Is today Monday? Yeah. Yeah. One of the guys in our church yesterday that stays out like 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks at a time, he goes, "Where's Ron at?" Because we all know Ron here in my town. And he goes, he looks at me, he goes, "That dude's insane, man." He said, "I thought I was a freaking diehard trucker. I stay out 4 to 6 weeks." He said, "I think he stays out like 3 months at a time." And sometimes Ron does. Sometimes he'll, instead of coming home like 6 or 8 weeks, he'll stay out another tour and put in like a double, triple tour. And he'll only come home for like 5, 6 days. That's the funny thing about Ron. He'll stay out like, you know, 12 weeks or something like that and come home for 5, 6 days and say, "Well, it's time to go." I mean, it's just crazy trucking, man. But hey, hats off to you, Ron. If you're hearing us, brother, give us a call, 516-387-1911. Going to take a quick break here. Tyler, you got anything to add before I take a quick break with these commercials?
No, not at all. Just nice to see everyone here and play the commercials, and we'll get to these. these annoying protesters.
You know, I'll tell you what, let's do something different. Let's play the commercials towards the end. Okay. Actually, you know what? No, let's do that. Let's just, because we got a lot of protester talking, truckers being taken hostage and all that stuff. Let me just run this thing. I don't know if you guys can get on the Facebook account. Tyler, you're a young guy. You just turned 24. Kelly, you're a young lady. And I don't know if, Kelly, if you remember the Reginald Denny thing. Do you remember Reginald Denny?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the film when it happened, Kelly? I remember during the Rodney King riots. Well, it's on our Facebook. It's a 27-second video. While the commercials are on, why don't y'all pull that up real quick and just quickly stream that commercial or the Reginald Denny beating of what they did to this trucker. They show, you know, they show what happened to the guy out in L.A. This was during the time when Rodney King, his attackers, which were cops, they were found not guilty, and then L.A. just fell apart, and this was one of the things captured. So, guys, if you're out there listening in, 516-387-1911, call in with your comments or call in if you want to listen on the listening line. But go to Facebook now and watch that 27-second video of Reginald Denny getting beat. He's a trucker, pulled out of his rig and beat almost to death. It's smashed in the face with a cinder block, the whole nine yards. And then give me your comments after the commercials. I'll be back. Thanks.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393 or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner-operator driven.
Hey drivers, how does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at national carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's rider and pet policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the Elite Fleet today by calling 888-593-4110 or apply online at gonationalcarriers.com. That's gonationalcarriers.com.
Hey drivers, Troy here with TalkCDL. Imagine one app on your phone that would enable you to look at all the applications out there that you might have with different trucking companies being processed. That's right, just click on one app called Driver Pulse and you'll be able to look in and see if a company has you almost hired or if something might be holding the application up. Just imagine how quick and convenient this will be for you and for the trucking company. No more slowdown periods at all. Drivers, head on over to tenststreet.com. That's TENSTREET.com and download the Driver Pulse app, or you can go to Google Play or just Google it and you'll find Driver Pulse by 10th Street. Get it today.
Hey drivers, are you in the market for a new driving job?
Are you looking for a small family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or a reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him, Talk CDL, the Trucker Show sent you.
All right, welcome back to Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. Hey, Tyler, Kelly, did y'all have a chance to run that stream that we have up there on Facebook?
I ran it yesterday.
No, no, no. But did you actually watch the video, the one that was just placed up today, the 27-second video of Reginald Denny?
Yeah, but we placed it on our...
Did we lose Kelly?
It's a longer one than... Are you still there?
Yeah, there you are. So, okay, so you already had it on Lady Truckers?
Yeah, we had it up yesterday.
Okay, cool. I didn't know that. I've been so busy. Okay, awesome. So then you've seen it recently, too. Well, and Tyler, did you have a chance to stream it?
No, I'm driving, so I can't watch it.
I mean, you should just be like most of these truckers, man. Tape it to your steering wheel and stream it, man.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
No.
Kelly will come up there and kick your ass. Hey, so Tyler, let me kind of break it down for you. What you see is Reginald, he's a white guy. And you know, I don't want to make this black and white. I really don't. And to me, I get disgusted on the race thing. But here's a guy, you know, he's a trucker. He's doing his job. That's really the bottom line. When he's doing his job, he's delivering freight. In fact, he's delivering freight in their community, okay? And because... these cops were found innocent, all hell breaks loose, and they start destroying their own cities, right? Okay, boom, boom, boom. People are doing it. People in L.A. So next thing you know, Reginald Denny, he's at a stoplight or a stop sign, and I guess there's a couple of people in front of him. I didn't really see – I don't remember exactly how it played out. Maybe Kelly can tell you. But anyways, eventually, I don't know if he gets out of his truck, Kelly, or does he get dragged out of his truck?
No, he gets dragged out.
Okay, so he gets dragged out of his truck, and they beat the hell out of him. And then one guy just walks up to him and smashes like a piece of cinder block right off the side of his face. I mean, this guy is just laying there cold-cocked out. Tyler, when you get back to your office tonight, just go ahead and watch it. This guy's face is destroyed. Now, by the way, those four guys, I know one of them got life. I think three of them got out. If you read up on what had happened, you can find out. But one or two of those guys actually got a long term for doing this because it really came down to almost murder. We go ahead and we fast forward to what's going on here, what they put up on Facebook earlier about truckers being held hostage. And I kind of just kept a little part of the article. I didn't feel like reading the whole thing. And here's what it says. It says, while no truck drivers were physically harmed during the protests this weekend, the images remind many drivers of the 1992 beating of truck driver Reginald Denny, who was brutally attacked during the Rodney King riots. Sad but true, the men and women who are supplying the nation with needed goods are becoming unwillingly trapped into these rallies. Although protesting can be justifiable, it must remain peaceful. When one protests violence with further violence, the point is lost. And you start thinking to yourself, now, Kelly, I'm going to go to you for a second. Actually, let's go to Tyler for a second. Tyler, what are your thoughts on this? Because I know you were involved in the making of this earlier. What are your thoughts without getting political on, you know, a truck driver going into these kind of situations? Because let's face it, like you see on all the blogs and all the posts, and everybody's writing, run the effers over, run or just slam it in gear and just start killing people. And that may happen eventually. You may scare somebody enough to where they're fearing for their life and they just step on it because they don't want to get attacked because they're thinking they're gonna. But beside that situation coming about, What do you think, Tyler? You get a load, and this is, I'm going to tell you something. Here's the other thing. It comes back to, we've been really on everybody for not using their CB. My gosh, if Kelly, you know as well as I know, if there's a Memphis riots and I'm in Nashville heading west on 40, guess what? If I have my CB on, I'm hearing people tell me, better watch it up ahead, man. They got the streets blocked. It's bad. You might want to go around. You know, you might want to avoid Memphis altogether. And if you got a load there, you might want to call your dispatcher and say, hey, we need to delay this load because I ain't going to take this truck over to where, you know, I'm not afraid of a one-on-one fight, but I sure as hell am not going to go into a mob. You know, I'm either going to end up running somebody over or I'm getting killed or it's all dangerous, especially if you have your wife or kid with you. I mean, there's so many situations as a truck driver, and it starts with being warned ahead of time. But go ahead, Tyler. I got so many comments and angles I can go with this story, but I'm going to let you talk. Go ahead.
Well, you kind of took away everything I wanted to say right there.
Your thunder. I took your thunder. Tyler, can I get your thunder?
Thunder. I had so many great topics, you know, just run them all over.
Well, go ahead,
you know,
buddy. Just pick up where I left off. Go ahead. Your thunder's back.
Well, the first thing I would say is with the whole, you mentioned just not knowing if there's protests going on and stuff. I had actually seen on quite a few of the Facebook pages a lot of truckers trying to communicate, you know, checking their routes for protests and stuff like that. So I think for trucking, that would be your, you know, if you're a driver that's running interstate, that's going to be, well, even local, really, especially if you're in, you know, those known areas, to get on the forums and everything and check to see if there is anything going on and kind of get dispatched to reroute you, because just stay clear of it altogether. You know, you already kind of said before about, you know, once protesting becomes violent, And you're blocking off interstates, you've lost your opinion. I don't know, in my book, you're no longer have an opinion, because you're now taking and saying that whatever you're protesting is more important than everyone else's rights, and I don't believe in that. So, I mean, that's just kind of how it is. Not to mention that blocking off any interstate is actually a federal crime. So I don't understand how the cops aren't just, I don't know, you know, gassing these guys out and putting them jail. Honestly, that's what I think should happen, but we're not going to go political, as you said. So I don't know. I would just say I don't even know how truckers can avoid it, other than just kind of making sure dispatch is doing their job on that front, keeping up with the with where the protests are going on at. So
okay, Kelly, let's go to you for a second here. First off, have you seen any mobs, any picketing, any actual crowds anywhere at all in your travels so far?
I was actually down in El Paso this weekend, and they had a peaceful rally there. I did see on the news and hear lots about Minnesota, very radical up there crossing the interstate. There was some fights. There was some truckers that were stopped. I didn't get a whole lot of details, but there was a lot of activity in Minnesota. That's the biggest one I heard about. Other than that, there was a few upsets, but I think a lot of the protests were off the main drags and more peaceful than anything. But I have been in a situation where I had to go to a customer that was being boycotted, so to speak, and my customer warned me about it and had officers meet me down the road and escort me in. If I knew I was coming into some kind of protest or rally area and had to deliver, I think I would be calling the local police and saying, look, I need escort in. And if they said no go, I'd be calling dispatch saying, it's a no go.
Yeah. So you've actually seen a little taste of it, nothing violent yet, right?
No, nothing violent yet.
There was a man, and I think Minnesota, you had the two incidents last week where a man was killed by a cop in Minnesota and Louisiana. And I think that's probably why it was a little more out of hand up in Minnesota with the killing of, like, I don't have his name in front of me, but that's probably what's really sparked that part of the country really getting crazy. But like I said, you know, in my whole opinion about it, I'm going to tell you this right now. You cannot fight a mob. And even if you think you were going to just drive right through thousands of thousands, you're not going to make it through. You're going to wreck. There's no way you're going to drive through that many people. You're going to wreck. And then when you wreck, they're going to kill you. So my advice
is... Have you never seen any zombie movie ever? You never make it through the crowd of zombies. They always take you over.
Yeah, you never make it through the zombies. They always get you. So, and protesters are like zombies. So what I would tell you is this, okay? First off, just avoid it. It's not worth the trouble, because if you read the article, what they love the truckers for, all of a sudden, like, say, let's just, for example, you're there. Now, Kelly, they might not like you as much because you got a flatbed, but what they like to do is they like to get up on top of the trailer and march up on top of your trailer because you can't move anywhere. So now you got a bunch of people that are up top protesting from the top, higher up, I guess. And that's really what the big deal is with being up on top of a truck. I got to be honest with you, man. I can see wanting to make change, but using violence to make change like that, it ain't worth it. And if my brother truckers are going to get hurt, I say avoid it. You know, I'd say that's number one. Let's call ahead, find out. And you know what? Here's the other thing. Kelly, what I would do, this is the truth. Every time I got a load right now while this is going on, every time I got a load, I would ask my dispatcher, you are responsible, brother. You need to find out if there's any rioting going on up there, because nobody wants to lose their load or their truck or their trucker. That's what I would do. You guys remember the last time we had a segment on this show? And there was a, I can't even remember what it was called. Never mind. Anyways, so what do you think of all this, Kelly? I mean, is your dispatcher looking out for you, or is it more your responsibility?
It kind of is both. I ask about it because they can streamline it a lot more than I can. Keep closer tabs on it than I can. I mean, especially with I get out here in the West Coast side, and like I was telling you, I run the back roads, and you're through the woods where you don't have service, you can't check it, and then you get into the city, and, you know, voila, it just smacks you in your face. So I'm relying more on dispatch right now to keep me out of the heavy stuff, and I'm really not going to be through any big cities other than Des Moines. Going up to where I'm going, and I think I can get around that, too. They said something about there was a protest pretty cool happening up in Des Moines.
Did we lose Kelly? Kelly?
Still there?
There you are. You kind of faded out. You going down the road?
Yeah, through the woods to Grandma's house.
You know what, though? That Bluetooth is pretty good you got going on there. Tyler, where are you at? Did you get back to your office yet?
Real close.
Okay.
By the time I actually get there, I'll probably pretty much doing final thoughts. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. You know, this show is what it is. That's what's great about this show. You know, we're all mobile to begin with. That's what trucking is about. Okay. So, but you know, I got to tell you, honestly, it's funny. I don't want to say we're in scary times, because really there's nothing new under the sun. Just like the scripture tells us, you know, it is what it is. You know, there's so much we can lean to if we wanted to go political and on this show and all this other crap. But, you know, I almost refuse to get into the politics of this garbage. You know, and, you know, somebody said on a newscast today, they were interviewing Democrats and Republicans, and the lady that was the anchor, she was actually really smart. She said, you know, it's kind of funny that this stuff doesn't get publicized hardly at all, but it gets shoved down your throats when it's an election year and it gets closer to voting. And they use this stuff. You know, this stuff isn't new. You know, a cop shooting a guy is not new. A cop getting killed. You know, cops get killed every year in the line. It's all being used in political forums, you know, and it's always, and they don't really, I don't think that they actually care about the truck. You know, my grandfather told me one time, there's never been a president for the American trucker ever. Cause I said that one year, I was like a little kid, you know, I was like maybe 15. I said, Pap, who do you vote for? Who are you voting for? And he said to me, he said, Troy, he said, there's never been a president for the trucker. None of them get my vote. And you know, I respected that because, you know, you have two parties to choose from, and they clearly they'll clearly eat each other, and they'll clearly eat their own babies for a dollar. That's a politician. I mean, if you really want to get political, you know, we're working people. You know, truckers are hardworking people. The good ones are hard workers. You know, we're willing to turn a wrench, drive 20 hours straight, and, you know, do all this stuff to feed our family. That's a working man, a working woman's life, okay? When you're a politician, you got $100 socks that you slip on over your manicured toes, which, you know what, if you're a man with manicured toes and you're all femmied up, okay, and you have no calluses and you got your little femmy socks on and you put your little $1,000 penny loafers on, ought to be ashamed. You're embarrassed. You're a man embarrassment. You really are. If you're a politician sucking off the people your whole life, okay, sucking off the working class your whole life, making laws up and taking bribes from groups that stuff money in your pockets to get laws passed because they make way more money off EPAs and all that other bull crap. And you know what I'm talking about. You all know you're an embarrassment to the human race. And if you're a man, your man card should be taken away. I say every man politician should have his man card taken away. I'm telling you, I really do. And he should be using the female bathroom, not the gendered people. Make the man politicians use the female bathrooms, because that's what you act like, a bunch of little femmies. Okay, you make me sick. And you use these protests and these mob mentalities. What's that, Tyler?
What about the female politicians?
They're just as bad. Nancy Pelosi and all these people. And lawmakers taking.
We got Hillary, and we got a bunch of them that are bad too. I didn't want to leave the females out.
Yeah, but you know what?
I'm
speaking for men. But you're right. Any politician, anybody that's a lifetime politician that made their life off of making our lives worse, you really. And I'll tell you what, you shouldn't be allowed to serve more than 2 to 4 years. That's that lifetime crap is for the birds. Okay, it truly is. I'm so sick of it, and it affects trucking so bad. It really does, because let me tell you something. If you want an example about lawmakers and trucking, Kelly, you're a trucker, you're a current trucker. Does it get better or worse for you out there when it comes to the rules?
It's worse, and I've been saying for years.
You
get on the president, and let's get into the house and clean up.
You got it. And it start. Let me tell you where. If y'all, I'm not political, but I'm talking about in favor of trucking, in favor of the working man, even the assemblyman, whatever. If you guys really want to make a change with your vote, start with your local. See, where a lot of people fail is your. If you live in a little town of 5,000 people and you don't vote for the mayor, it's the working man. He doesn't vote. He's got his buddies voting. Maybe 500 people show up to vote, and they're all his cousins and people he paid. But if the people would show up and say, I don't want this moron that's got his expensive little shoes and his good suit on, that's gonna pass laws that are really only good for his cousin and his brothers and his buddies. I'm telling you, that's how it works. And it starts on the town level. It does. The guy's running for sheriff. The guy's running for mayor. Those guys are the ones that are screwing people like the truckers and the construction workers. The problem with us working men and women, we don't get involved politically enough to where, you know, when people get involved when they're old and retired, you know, one thing about Florida, because I'm in Florida, and people fear the old people down here because they vote. They have nothing else to do. And when you're young and you're working, you really don't get involved with the local elections. And I'm telling you, if you would, the laws would get better for the working man, including the trucker, if you started realizing. And it's not just one. It's everybody needs to get involved and vote. And when the scumbag doesn't keep their promise, you vote them out. You vote them out, man. That's all you do. How half these politicians get in for a second and third term, and some of these senators and congressmen, they're in office for 30 freaking years. Come on, man. That's just crazy insane. But anyways, the reason I'm going all political right now, just so you know, is because it affects the trucking industry. You got Kelly McCulley from Lady Truckers on here. You got Troy Austin from Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, Tyler Austin from Talk CDL, The Trucker Show. And we're all saying the same thing, guys. And don't just take our word for it. Open your eyes and look around. Look at the laws. Look at the hours of service made up by politicians. Who the hell thought up these dumbass hours? Okay. You can only run, you have 14 hours to run 11, and you got to take a half hour break, and it's just stupid laws. People are not, it did not save any lives, the laws they made up, but it affected truckers. It took away man hours. You're making less money. Okay. All your lives are run by political people above you. And when you say, ah, screw that, I just don't get involved. I don't really care about that crap. It doesn't matter. It's going to affect you. So get involved. Kelly, what do you think? I'm talking my butt off here.
I know you are, and you got real into it there for a minute. I thought you was going to go all Martin Luther King on us.
I think I was going to join you.
You got to clean up the house first. You got to – the trucking industry doesn't start at the top way up there in D.C. It starts right at your home, and you work your way up, and – I've been telling people this for years, and if you learned it in history, you ought to know how the manpower works up there. And these rules that we have made by these D.C. people right now are just ridiculous. Anybody that's running these rules knows better, especially if you've been out here more than 20 years. But back on the protesters, I'm going to tell you one thing that I have to say about this is, They keep saying Black Lives Matter, while police lives matter, all this lives matter. And I'm telling you, the proper response is all lives matter. Where did we go back to desegregation? I mean, I already lived through, you know, the desegregation, and now we're going back into segregation, and it just doesn't make no damn sense at all.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. In fact, I seen a video today where a bunch of black protesters were on one side of the street in Dallas and a bunch of white anti-protesters on the other side of the street. And you kind of thought a bunch of crap was going to break out. And they ended up meeting in the middle and saying, hey, let's just join forces. Forget these damn racial lines. And these guys, like all the whites and the blacks, they were all hugging. This was real stuff, man. And they were like, and the cop came over and they were praying together. And it was like, you know, let me tell you, Kelly, really what the bull crap problem we have more than anything is, it's the media. It really is. It's people, you know, it's, let me tell you an example. You look at the Weather Channel, you look at those scumbags on all these weather channels, right? They'll find, if there's a storm, they'll find some guy with a tree that's blown over, smashing a car, and they'll focus in on only that. The rest of the street's perfectly clean, but they're trying to make everybody think, oh my God, what's going on there? It's so much damage, or a flood maybe. And they'll find like one street that's flooded out and a bunch of houses are underwater, and they'll focus on that one little thing, and the rest of the city's not even in trouble at all. It's always the same exact thing, you know? And let me tell you something, 100%, trucking is affected by this so much. If we would just get on the same level, and you know what? Let me tell you something about truckers. There's enough of us out there that we can make change. We can 100% make 100% change if we really wanted to. But it's the media that shows you what they want to show you that keeps everybody in fear, that keeps everybody believing the way they want to believe. Kelly, go ahead, talk to me.
You are absolutely correct, Troy. And the more technology, you ever notice that the more, you know, we went from having, you know, 3 TV channels and maybe 5 if you got your antenna right when I was little, to having hundreds now and cell phones and blah, blah, blah. And the more technology we have, the more the social media has just drained all this out. And this has always been going on. You know, all the protests have been going on. All of the black versus white versus Indian versus whatever it's always gone on. It's just been exploited more by social media because social media has gotten so high, so technology.
And they're liars. That's the worst part, Kelly. 90% of it's propaganda. Look, if you just joined Talk CDL, the Trucker Show, we've got Kelly McCulley from Lady Truckers on here. We've got Tyler on the other end, and I'm Troy. And we've been talking about Reginald Denny and all the protests, truckers being held hostage, protesters getting up on top of trucks and using it for grandstanding and all this stuff. And let me tell you something. It's all because the media is getting everybody riled up because I believe it's all political because it's an election year. If we'd stop, if we'd all just go home, let truckers – you know, here's this is the worst part of it all. People protesting, blocking their own neighborhoods to where truckers can't even get in to feed them. That's even worse. I mean, it just goes, we are like puppets, Kelly, Tyler. We are like puppets. Truckers are like puppets. You know, we're told, you know, where to go, when to deliver, which is fine. We signed up for the job. But then to use us, you know what I mean, for political bull crap, it makes me sick. You know, I am so trucking, it's unreal. And when I see the industry, I can't even – I'm going to tell you something. When I sometimes lose my mind on what I even want to say. But when I see the hours of service, you know, coming down from the top, from the White House, when I see, you know, everything being regulated, you know, you see – here, and this is another subject another time. But here's another political thing, speed limiters. They're wanting to take all the rigs out there and set them at, I think it's 63 or 65 mile an hour. Even if you're an owner operator, they're wanting to limit your Class A trucks. I mean, how insane is that? All coming down from lawmakers and the media. Every now and then you get one trucker. Like for example, that trucker in Georgia right now that's up for manslaughter. He killed four nurses last year, right? So now they're going to use that for political, right? For political push. To maybe get these speed limiters on the trucks. You know, it's just one thing after another for people to use for their agenda. And the trucking industry is no different. I'm not saying let's fight back. I'm not saying let's run people over in these protests. I'm not saying let's fight. But you know what we could do if we were truckers? We could say, you know, we're done with this crap. Okay, we're done with this crap. We don't want to hurt our company. Hey, here's what I want to ask you guys also. Kelly, you're driving for a company that's got 100 trucks. Okay, now... What would your dispatcher or the owner, I know you know the owner of your company, what would your owner say if, like, you call him and said, hey, I just want you to know my window's been kicked in. I've got my truck's almost undrivable. It's being smashed here. You know, obviously he's not going to say go run them over, but let's say you make it out alive. You know that your bigger trucking companies, I almost think drivers would get fired. You know what I mean? For, you know, somehow drivers could end up getting the blame if they're in that situation. Would they, wouldn't they? Would it go on their DAC? Would that be on their reference? Would it be, oh, it's a non-preventable accident? You know, some trucking companies, they'll put on a driver, hey, that's a non-preventable where somebody hit him. Okay, you know, it was even involved in the accident. If you're sitting at a truck stop and you come out and somebody backed into your truck, you get it on your record as a non-preventable accident. Shoot, you weren't even in the accident, but you're getting this mark on you. So I wonder, would the protests, all the damage to the truck, will that go on your record, Kelly? How would that look at your company?
Yeah, I would hope that knowing the owner like I do, I've been running over here almost 10 years now, so he would probably be really mad that the truck got done. But his first and foremost question when I, because I would call him direct, would be, are you okay? Yeah. Okay, can you drive the truck off? Yes or no? And he would make sure that the truck got in, got whatever. But I'm sure that I would get a rant for going into that situation. I wouldn't necessarily get fired, but I'm sure that he would rant at me and give me, you know, what for going into that situation in the first place and not just calling dispatch and saying, look, this shit going on ahead of me is dangerous. I'm not going.
Yeah. But, and now here's another thing. How about companies are going to turn around and go, oh, you know, you got to be there, right? So now some people are getting going to get fired because, hey, there's a riot going on in 50 miles. I'm not going into that city. You're refusing to load. Boom. Now you're going to get fired for that. So now you get DAC because you refuse to go into a place where rioting is going on. And I'm just saying, I know how the mentality of some companies do work. I'm not putting all trucking companies down. I'm just saying it always comes down to the poor trucker with having, you know, all this weight on his shoulder. Hey, listen, Tyler, you're back, right? There's a couple people in the sound room extra that I don't recognize. I'm going to bop over, see if they have something to say. If not, maybe they're in there just listening. Okay, you want to go ahead and take over, Tyler? Talk.
Yeah.
Go ahead, talk to Kelly.
As far as the company's things are concerned, I would really hope that, no company is going to really fault, you know, a trucker for protesters bashing on their window and everything else. I don't see that being something. Yeah, it is probably a little spot there. I don't see that being something that is going to really fault a bunch of truckers, because that's just something. Then again, like Troy said, it can be something that some companies say non-preventable on it. I just really hope that's not going to be for these truckers out there that are getting stuck in these situations. So, be back, Troy.
To be fair, it should not go on the truckers for going into it. Everybody makes a mistake or doesn't understand what's going on in front of them. But, you know, you might get a tirade, but there isn't a trucker out there that actually goes in through those that says, the company fired me. I mean, I would think that would be a major lawsuit on the trucking company to fire him for that situation.
Yeah. And again, you know, there's just so much that goes into play. You know, look at that lawsuit that's going on in New Jersey right now. You've got a trucker that sued who was that company they sued? I forget who it was. It was a New Jersey company. They sued National Freight, I think. And NFI. I guess somehow he said that dispatch told him that he had to keep going and rain and it was unsafe, he thought, so he took it to another terminal. Maybe it wasn't NFI. I don't want to get sued by we've been out of name here, but I think it was though. But I'm going to say I'm not sure. So, but anyways, they just got like a big settlement, you know, because he refused to do something he thought was unsafe. The company was trying to. The company ended up firing him over it, and so, you know, I'll be interested to see the stories that are kind of come out of the ramifications of these riots, because let me be honest with each other. Let's call it what it is. These aren't protests. These are riots. Okay. Protests are like Tyler said, when you have a picket sign, you're not in anybody's way. In fact, you don't, if a bystander is walking down the highway or down the sidewalk, you move out of their way because you're there demonstrating peacefully, or you're doing a sit in or a sit down, whatever the case is, that's fine. But let me tell you something. When you have 1,000 people blocking an interstate, what happens when there's a guy that's in a car having a heart attack and they're trying to get him to the hospital? Huh? Now he dies because you won't let him through? I mean, that's a scary thought, guys, but you can't tell me that and who knows, that stories like that might start coming out. Man dies, couldn't get through picket lines to get to the hospital. I bet if you Google that, I almost bet it, that you would find. Tyler, are you back at the office right now? Tyler.
Yeah, I mean, I just pulled up here just now, so
Google that, Tyler, real quick. Well, we'll Google it, and we can continue this tomorrow.
We can continue this topic. We're kind of trying to do these shorter episodes, so I think we should probably kind of
We're just letting it go the way it goes. When you got a real hot topic,
we still got a limit on the show here. I don't want us to get cut off. The show ends.
We've got almost 16 minutes yet, so. I'm just saying, when we got a hot topic, we're gonna run it. But yeah, let's do that. Let's cut it for the night. Let's end this powwow. And Kelly, if you can make it back on tomorrow, let's continue on. Possibly, maybe we'll get more stories out of this. I'm gonna Google a couple things and see if we can find more to burn on this one. If not, we got other things we'll talk about. Kelly, you got some final thoughts for me? Always, you do.
Always. One, go over to Lady Truckers, because we had a couple of people posting some stuff about the protests earlier this morning, and I found a few things. But, check us out at Lady Truckers on Facebook, and as always, everyone, be professional and be safe. And that's the only way to truck now.
Yeah, it is. Any other way, you're not a trucker.
Good one.
Hey, Tyler, you got something for us?
I was saying that's a good one there. You know, just make sure you're keeping contact with your dispatch. Make sure you're looking on the communities on Facebook. You know, like Lady Truckers, like Talk CDL, like, you know, there's plenty of pages on their CDL Life. You know, we're big with them. Live Trucking. You know, they all have great communities that you can see if this what's going on around the interstates of America. So, you
Don't
know, just be vigilant. Yep, and Drive for Freedom. You know, their page is something not quite. What is their page actually
drive
called?
The number
not Drive
four
for Freedom.
Freedom.
Yeah, but that's not
it's
what their
drive.
That's not what their Facebook page is.
If you just Google Drive for Freedom, that's D-R-I-V-E, the number four Freedom, you'll find them on there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just go ahead and Google. I know their Facebook communities are different than actually Drive for Freedom, but driveforfreedom.org is what their actual website is. Check them out too. They're great too. They're the ones that are pushing to try and change a lot of stuff out on the highways for us.
Yeah.
So other than that, you know, that's really all
also,
I got
Tyler,
as far as my final thoughts.
There you go. And look, just to continue on what Tyler's saying, we also really back up Trucker's Final Mile. Is it Trucker's Final Mile or Driver's Final Mile? I think it's Trucker's.
It's Trucker's Final Mile. If we were trying to plug everybody there, Trucker's Final Mile as well. And then
Trucking Podcast with Buck Ballard and
Trucking Podcast.
Yep. So we went.
So we got everybody.
We're trying to grow the whole community. That's one of my goals is to grow. And if more smaller entities want to join up with us and we just march forward, by all means, you know, we're not in competition with anybody. We want to endorse everybody we can that's especially trucking related. So, listen, my final thoughts,
definitely.
Okay, Lord willing, if we're alive tomorrow, we're going to get up. We're going to do the show again. We're going to talk everything CDL on this show. Every now and then it gets political, but we try to tie it in with trucking. Okay. And when you tie politically statements in, you know, it's not a good one. But anyways, we appreciate you guys. Don't forget to check us out on iTunes. On I think we're on Podcat. I think we're on Stitcher. Android, all those things. If you just type in Talk CDL, the Trucker Show, I promise you, you'll find us. You know, Lord willing, we're everywhere now. And that's awesome. We appreciate you guys. Thank you. Good night. God bless. And have a great night. We're out.